a woman was doing the laundry, and as she was putting in the whites into the laundry, she found that one of her pairs of underwear had a ketzel on it more than a grit. She hadn't remembered seeing it in the past. She wasn't sure. She didn't pay attention, really. But remember, she got undressed one of the days in the dark. Could be it was there. But afterwards, she remembered that there was her husband had seen a bunch of mosquitoes together, and he took the laundry bag and smashed all the mosquitoes. The shala is, do we have a tzliya? So, if she wasn't sure when it happened, she can't remember whether or not it happened before or afterwards, that's a sefek tzliya. She doesn't know the chura, the pashta. She doesn't know whether or not this happened before and it happened afterwards. You could say maybe it's not considered a sefek tzliya because you know for sure that it happened. So it's not considered a sefek tzliya. Or you say, no, we don't even know b'shas ma'isa whether or not it was the time that the chasm happened. It could be that all the laundry from that smash was already done beforehand, and it's not there. That would be a suffix. But in the tzad, that wasn't the case, and we saw that suffix klio, suffix over b'shuk shnabachim is not considered a klio. However, if she knows for sure that it was done afterwards, then we saw. But against the machirlis, we only give you one machirlis. Even if her that you wore the baggage 3 days in a row, we didn't find that we give you three machirlis, and there's no din. Even though we saw at the beginning of the simin, such a tzad, according to the Rambam, that if a woman wears a baggage 3 days in a row, and she has a big kesem, we say that a little bit came out the first, a little bit came out the second, a little bit came out the third day, we don't say that for machirlis, and that we give you machirlis, and they all came together. Even though, if you have 1,800 drops on your baggage, we give you 1,800 machirlis in. But if you have one kesem, which is a little bit bigger than the grist, we don't give you two machirlis in. One freebie we give you for every kesem, and nothing more than that. If you have a machirlis in Bukhoba, we pass in the Maisa, we pass in the Maisa, that if the machirlis in Bukhoba, then we give you another machirlis. The machirlis plus this one, that's a shor shachlef anechat, kilu's not here, and we give you a freebie. Shaila is benegiat the pishpish we saw earlier, benegiat the pisa tshuva. Do we give you, in addition to the pishpish, we also give you another machrilis? Maybe it doesn't have a din of a machrilis, it has a din of a pishpish. It's like a nisaska, but the same thing as benegiat the nisaska. If a woman is nisaska, and she also found a little bit more than the asik on the baguette, up into a grist, then she's allowed to be tailing the asik and the machrilis together. Even though it's going to be more than the gris at the end of the day. However, there always has to be the achrilis. She's asking if Pavs Micha gris, and she finds two gris in, then of course it's going to be a problem. She tells Machlaikis, the Ramban, if she was in Saska in Pachas, the Ramban seemed to say that would give you two gris in, because maybe with Shadi Ben Mitzoy, the Maestro will be passing that it always has to be that the Asik that you're going to be tailing is takes care of a rave of the dam up until less than a grit, up until a grit. That way we can have the asik together with the machrit. Now what happens when the tliya that I want to be tailing is a bunch of machrilis in together? Is that, can you be tailing that or not? So that bet is machrilis, you're sharing between tases and the rush. The rush says that no, we gave you one freebie machrilis, we don't give any more freebie machrilis. Tases says, that's a shuk shal tabachim. You're right that I'm not being terle. That which I gave you a freebie is when you don't know that you killed it. So if you don't know if you killed it, we only give you one free machrilis. But in the case where I know that I killed them, then zikr, obviously it's just clarified, it doesn't mean that you had five mosquitoes or machrilis in on your hand and you went like, and you slapped it. That's not a tliya. Even the rush is masculine in that case. You know for sure where the dam came from. We're talking about where you were in a, you killed, you were cleaning up for Shabbos, and it says you're supposed to get rid of the akabishim, you're supposed to get rid of the spiders before Shabbos, and you saw a bunch of mosquitoes, you weren't going to get too close to it, so you took the laundry bag and you smashed them all, and now you find on the bag, you find the kesem, which is three grisim big. Can you be tailing all these mosquitoes or not? In that case, we have the machlokes between rush and tesis. The rush says you cannot be tailing, and tesis says that's considered a sas, but it's telling me you could be tailing. How do we pask in the halacha? It's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's a little bit of chavas das mashma about a little bit. The chori, we should say, safek darabanan lekula, and you'll be able to be tailing.